Hi and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3398 BN. Today's date is July 9th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Biden Receives Deep State Message. Trump Warns Deep State, Don't Cheat. We Know Who You Are. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you could see exactly what they're doing. Remember, they're going to their base and they're showing their base that Biden cannot function as the resident. He cannot be the presidential nominee. Now, remember, for a very long time, their base, they've been kept in the dark because they've been lying to the people, they've been holding information back, and they've been spinning the stories. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, they were telling their base that everything that you're seeing are cheap fakes. And now the fake news is turning all this around and showing their base exactly who Biden and what he actually is. And the people can see that he cannot function, which means the people have to come to grips with this. And this just doesn't happen overnight. A lot of people are brainwashed. A lot of people are saying, wait a minute, how did this happen? How can he not function anymore? Everyone said this was cheap fakes. Now people are looking and saying, okay, it looks like he does have problems. The fake news now is showing the older clips of Biden. They're showing that he can't function. And I do believe this is to get the people all together and have them push for change. Because I don't believe that Obama, the deep state players, the intelligence clowns, they're not just going to push this. They want the people to actually push this and the people to demand this. Now, I do believe going into the Democratic National Convention, there'll be a lot of pressure on Biden. Biden will continually push back. And of course, we know that he wants a payoff and he will be the nominee. And once he's the nominee, there's really only one way to actually remove him. It's the 25th Amendment. And I do believe Trump is already putting that out there, that this is the only way to remove him. Now, what's very interesting is that Biden, he received a coded message from Mark Warner, letting him know that the intelligence clowns, they are going to remove him if he doesn't step down. I do believe the message is, listen, either you take the deal or else, which means they're coming up with maybe some type of payoff or something like that. Because remember, the big guy always gets 10%. And I do believe they will either have him accept this deal or they will remove him one way or another. And that would be the 25th Amendment. Now, they might try to assassinate him. But again, if they do assassinate, they're going to say they did it. They're going to blame it on what? On a MAGA supporter, a Trump supporter. And they're going to use that to their benefit. So those are the things that we need to look at out for. And remember, all of this is based on the 2024 election. Everything that we're seeing, I do believe Trump and the Patriots have planned using game theory. And again, if the deep state goes one way, they try to push them another way. And this is why Trump usually puts out the message on truth, like just before, a couple days ago, saying, hey, Biden, you should stay in the race. And you know what the deep state does? Well, if Trump's saying stay in the race, that means we got to remove him. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as we know, everything is based on 2024. It's based on the election. This is the final battle. It's the final battle for the Patriots. It's the final battle for the deep state players. And the Patriots, I do believe they're going to win. And Trump, he is actually warning the deep state right now. And he always likes to give the deep state a chance to do the right thing, which they never do. And he's letting them know, listen, don't cheat in the 2024 election. If you do cheat, we already know who you are. And when we win, we are going to prosecute all those individuals that cheated in the election. So Trump is already warning the deep state, don't cheat. Now, what do you think the deep state's going to do? Well, they're going to cheat because what do criminals do? Criminals always lie and commit crimes. So they know they're screwed no matter which way you look at it. So they're going to commit a crime and they're going to try to stay in control one way or another. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are actually pushing them down a certain path. And this path is to actually most likely to use paper ballots and voter ID. And I do believe this is why Trump also had Speaker Johnson put out this bill, say the SAVE Act, because he knew that they weren't going to go through with it where they were going to pass it. But it was to give them a chance and let the people of this country see it. So he's giving them a chance and we know that they're going to reject it. The people are going to see the traitors. The people are going to see who's treasonous to this country, and it will make it a lot easier when they cheat or they try to cheat in the election. And we already know from the polls that the people expect there's going to be some type of cheating. Remember, the people, they look back at 2020, they can see that there's cheating. People understand that the elections were rigged. When they look at 2022, the midterms, they realize the elections were rigged. When they look at 2024, they see the election interference right now, and they know that the deep state players, they're going to cheat. And we already see this happening. How are they going to cheat? Well, they're going to try to push a virus, COVID maybe. They're saying there's already a bump up of COVID cases. They're going to try to use the bird flu. They're going to try to use the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, and they need the illegal. So people, they're not stupid. The people are awake now. People understand what they're doing. And as this plays out, the people are going to see more of it. Remember, they're rejecting everything that actually holds people accountable. When you look at the SAVE Act, checking to see if you're a citizen holds people accountable. When you remove all that, you know who the criminals are. You know who the cheaters are. It becomes very, very clear. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later and Trump's warning to the deep state players and Biden's coded message. But first, let's start off with Claudia Tenney. Because right now, she's calling on the Department of Justice to investigate the Hunter Biden laptop signers. Because remember, they interfered with the 2020 election. There were 51 signers who signed a letter saying that the laptop was Russian disinformation, that Russia put this out. And they knew it was false. They knew it wasn't from Russia. They knew it was Hunter Biden's laptop. So they knowingly interfered in the 2020 election by signing this letter. And it was a rush job. So now we have Claudia Tenney. She wants the Department of Justice to investigate. Now, what do you think the Department of Justice is going to do? They're not going to do anything because it's all corrupt. But again, since she's putting this out there, when Trump wins and we clean everything up, these people will be held accountable. Remember, we're not in the phase to hold everyone accountable. This is the phase to show people who the criminals are. This is the phase to wake people up. This is the phase to expose their entire operation and how they cheat in the election, how they're a criminal organization, how they're a two-tier justice system, how they're trying to destroy America, how they're just trying to destroy the Constitution, how they don't care about the Constitution, and how they don't care and how they don't represent we the people. That's what people are starting to see, and that's what people know right now. And people, they're getting it. And they, when they look at the border, they understand that Biden's policies, well, they completely opened the border. They didn't stop anyone from coming in, and he's not deporting anyone. What's very interesting is Ted Heston put this out and said Biden is now deporting more people than Trump. Bill Malugin responded to this and said, no, he's not, and it's not close. Fiscal year 18, fiscal year 2020, 709,227 deportations. Fiscal year 2021, fiscal year to 2023, 273,768. That's straight from ICE data. This article attempts to count returns as deportations. They're not. They're bounced back across the border to MX, Mexico. Then they can try again. So they're trying to play with the numbers, but it's not working. Actually, on X, we had community notes actually back up what Mil Malugin has said. And again, these are bounce backs. So they are lying to the people. And how do you think we got millions and millions of people in this country? Who's he deporting? Nobody, actually. If you really look at this and you really see what's going on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about the Biden administration, it looks like their policies are failing to protect the children that are coming over the border. Now, once again, we know what they're using the children for. And there's a lot of children, something like 85,000 children that are missing right now. But again, what do you think they're using them for? Pedophilia, child labor, you name it. So a disturbing new report reveals that the Biden administration knowingly placed unaccompanied migrant children in suspicious homes despite warning from lower-level officials, according to the Wall Street Journal. This careless governance put thousands of children at serious risk of abuse and represents the immoral nature of open borders. A sudden increase in border crossings in 2021 caused the Department of Health and Human Services to create 14 makeshift shelters around the country to house these children. Upon arrival, caseworkers had only 10 to 14 days to discharge them to sponsors or vetted guardians. The Inspector General for HHS found in a report that 16% of records for children who were released to sponsors in the months of March and April of 2021 lacked evidence that a required safety check was conducted. A facility in Pinoma, California, over 100 children were sent to a temporary guardians who had been denied earlier in the process by case coordinators. Some of the home addresses in question were tied to histories of criminal behavior. So once again, what Trump was doing was a lot safer. He was checking to see if the children were actually the children of the individuals that are bringing them over the border using a DNA test. And Biden completely and utterly removed all of this and basically allowed people to bring these children in and then sent them off. And they didn't vet anyone. They didn't check on anything. They didn't do anything. And this was done on purpose. And now people see the truth. If you notice, the fake news doesn't like to report on any of this. They reported on the cages with Trump, even though Obama built the cages. They reported on Trump separating the children from the people that brought them in because they weren't really their parents. But they don't report on any of this stuff. Because again, the fake news, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. They're all part of the propaganda network. And this is how the propaganda network runs. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden, anything that he touches completely and utterly falls apart and it's a complete and utter disaster. Remember that 230 million U.S. Gaza aid pier? Well, it looks like they're going to be permanently dismantling it after only operating for approximately 21 days. It's a complete and utter nightmare. And that what a waste of money. That money could have been used here in this country. And why are we building a pier in Gaza? It makes no sense unless those are the state-funded terrorists and they had to get the meals to the state-funded terrorists and maybe even weapons. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out, and Kaya Rachick put this out, and she highlighted a certain part coming from the Director of National Intelligence, and it confirms that the Iranian government is paying pro-Palestine protesters. We have observed actors tied to Iran's government posing as activists online, seeking to encourage protests and even providing financial support to protesters. So now we have the Iranian government. They're involved in these protests that you are witnessing that are happening across the country. And again, who are they funding? Antifa. They're funding all these individuals. And it's not just them. It's Soros and many, many others. And you could see now this information is coming out. And again, we knew this from the very, very beginning that this is not organically happening. They're pushing their agent provocateurs out there. They just changed costumes. They're no longer marching for BLM. They're now marching for Palestine. They just put on a different mask. They just put on a different outfit. But it's the same exact people that were doing everything before. So once again, I do believe as time goes on, these protesters, they're going to morph into something very, very different as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. I do believe they're going to start to morph into those individuals that are all for whoever's running for president at the time. It could be Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, and they're going to be on that side. And then you're going to have the same exact people like the Patriot Front Group and many others. They're going to be dressed up as, you know, patriots of this country who are supposedly Trump supporters or MAGA supporters. And you're going to have the other side. Now, none of these individuals, they are not going to be the true Trump supporters or MAGA supporters. It's going to be the deep state players that are going to try to launch a civil war by having these individuals out in the streets. And I do believe these individuals, they're going to morph into that as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, especially when we use paper ballots and voter ID and Trump wins the election. Or if we have the election using the cheating system, it's too big to rig. I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to have one side saying that Trump cheated. The other side, which is going to be the Patriot Front Group and probably the neo-Nazis, which is still the feds. And they're going to have other people that they recruited and other people that they have dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going to be out there angry that the elections aren't going to be certified. And they're going to try to start some type of civil war. And we're going to see the entire team change outfits once again to fit this new narrative. Now, we know that they're going to try to cheat in the next election, which is coming up, and they're going to try to use their same playbook. Their playbook is the virus, and whatever virus they can get, you know, off the ground, that's what they're going to use. They're going to try to scare as many people as possible so they could use the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes. And what's very interesting is when you look at COVID, there is a new Heritage nonpartisan report that came out, and Crystal Kate explains. It says that the pandemic's total economic cost in the U.S. topped $18 trillion. That's how much damage it did to the economy. Again, this was a plandemic. Remember, the deep state players, they didn't care who died. They don't care if you were scared in your home. They don't care if you took a bio. Actually, they wanted you to take a bioweapon. All they cared about is stopping Trump. They didn't want him to win the election because if he won the election, it was game over for all of them. If he didn't win the election, what happened? They could usher in the Great Reset. They could usher in the Green New Scam. They can give everyone the bioweapon. They could take control. They can start to shift everything the way they wanted it. They can push us down the path of war. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this plan from the very, very beginning. And why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Let the people see. Let the people make up their mind. And the only way that people can wake up their mind is if they're awake. So Trump, he knew these 4 years of the resident, he was going to have to wake all these people up. And what better way than to have the individual in charge, who's not really in charge, but have him destroy the country. Let Obama dictate to Biden and let Biden just go all out and put all these policies into place. And remember, Obama didn't care because Biden was the front guy, so he could just push him to the extreme and that people would wake up and the people would see it. Remember, they consolidated everything into 4 years. And within these 4 years, they pushed everything very, very hard and people couldn't unsee it. And this worked against them. But again, they're going to try to cheat in the elections. And we can see already coming out of ABC News, they're saying COVID cases are increasing in the U.S. amid summer bump. So they're letting everyone know that COVID is on the rise once again, and you got to come and take your booster. It's a new recipe of goop, and most likely the bird flu is included with that because I think they're going to go all out to try to push this. Is it going to work? I don't think so. I think the people, they are battle-hardened against this now, and the people, they're just not going to go along with it. Because if they were going to go along with it, people would still be getting their boosters. But guess what happened? They're not getting them. And that should tell you everything you need to know. The other thing that should tell you everything you need to know is that crime is completely out of control in all these cities. If you look at Chicago, if you look at LA, if you look at New York and many other places, you could see that crime is just crazy. And out in California, Trump, he put this out on Truth. It said there's a sign that says no notice, stolen goods must remain under 950. Now, this is not really a real sign, but that is actually the law. The police do nothing if you steal something under $950. They don't even bring charges. Trump, he responded to this and said this will end. And it should end. Because once again, if the criminals know that, hey, I can steal stuff that's under $950 and nothing's going to happen to me, well, why wouldn't they do it? What's going to stop them? Nothing. So once again, if they know that's the law, yeah, they're going to walk into stores and they're just going to steal. They'll just add it up. No, I got $925. You can't bust me. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But again, why is the deep state doing this? Because they're already prepping the country for a third world status. That's what they want. That's why they're destroying all the cities. Remember, in the end, they don't want the country to thrive. They want the country to be a third world country. They want the Constitution removed. They want depopulation. That's why they're doing all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you could see, since the deep state players decided to push gun control in all these cities, what do you see happening? You see a lot of people getting shot. New York Post put this out and said 109 people shot, 19 fatally in bloody 4th of July weekend in Chicago. America First Legal responded to this and said American cities are crumbling under Joe Biden. And it's funny, the Chicago mayor is trying to blame all this on Nixon. Wait a minute, who's been running these cities since 1970? The D's? How come the cities haven't improved? How come they've continually gotten worse? Well, once again, I think we know why. And the other thing that's very interesting is when you look at Chicago and you look at the 4th of July shooting, let's see, there were shootings by zero whites, zero by police, zero by legal gun owners. So who was doing the shooting? Oh, that's right. All those individuals that got the weapons illegally. Fake news left that part out, didn't they? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the LGBTQ activists, and actually this is not really the LGBTQ, they kind of hijacked this entire group and they're using it because they're really pedophiles. And when they show you who they really are, you should really believe them. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, LGBTQ activists speak out against SB 1414, a California bill which would make it a felony to purchase children for sex. They claim it will affect LGBTQ people more. So wait a minute, why would this affect them more? Unless they're going after the children. Unless they're purchasing children for sex. Well, they're telling you who they are. Gays Against Groomers responded to this and said, leave it to the radical alphabet cult to equate punishment for pedophiles and child predators with an attack on our community. No one is doing more damage to us than people like these. Disgusting and shameful. Absolutely. And again, I do believe what they did was they hijacked the gay community and they pretended they were part of them. But really, who they really are, they're pedophiles. They're going after the children. They're grooming. And all you got to do is look at the people that come out to try to stop these laws. That tells you everything you need to know about these individuals. And again, they're trying to normalize it. Because all you got to do is look at our leaders. Look at Biden. Look at the Obamas. Look at Macron. Look at Trudeau. When everything's stripped away, you're going to see who they truly are. And I do believe people are going to be shocked. And it's not just them. It's going to actually move into Hollywood, to corporations, to CEOs. You're going to see who these people truly are. I do believe people are getting a taste of this already, but you're going to see a lot more. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see the deep state players, they're having a very difficult time stopping Trump. They tried everything. They tried to indict Trump. They tried to remove his immunity. They're doing everything they possibly can, and nothing has worked. Actually, if you go back to 2016, they can't even stop him. Everything that they tried has failed. Everything has been debunked. And it shows that they're the ones who are making all of this up. Does that mean they're going to give up? No, that means they're going to push even harder. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he's got a new plan to ensure Trump spends the rest of his days in prison. And this comes after the Supreme Court ruled on the immunity that Trump, for his official acts, he has immunity. For unofficial acts, there is no immunity. So what is Schumer going to do? He's going to try to convince everyone that everything that Trump did is unofficial. Anything that he did on January 6th is unofficial. And then they can press charges against him. It seems that Schumer, he's kind of panicking. Why does he have to go to the extreme? Is he hiding something? Is it something that he did? Most likely, yes. But this reminds me of post 569, January 19, 2018. There's a picture of Schumer and it says, "I'm scared." Down below, it says he has to use the bathroom prior to leaving. I do believe he's panicking like we've never seen before. Because remember, these people, they've been part of the criminal syndicate for many, many years. And these individuals, they've committed many, many different crimes. And I do believe they're starting to realize that everything that they've tried to do to Trump, it has not worked. And when Trump gets elected, it's game over for them. I do believe a lot of these people, they're going to make a dash for the door and they're going to try to escape. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. And remember all that talk with Biden and the fake news saying that, no, all these indictments are not a political hit? Well, it seems that we have proof now that they are a political hit. The House Judiciary put this out. And Representative Jim Jordan, he's pointing to an email, and it's very, very interesting. He says, new document obtained by Judiciary GOP. When Matthew Coangelo applied to work for Letitia James, guess who he listed as references? DNC Chair Tom Perez, now Biden White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients. It's always been a political hit job. And who actually speaks to Jeff Zients? Oh, that's right. That's Obama. Obama instructs him in what to do. And think about the case with Letitia James. Think about how much they fined him, like $500 million. And think about Boeing. Because Boeing, they pled guilty to criminal fraud conspiracy charges related to the fatal 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019, and they agreed to pay $243 million in fines. So this is a lot less than what Trump got fined. Sean Davis put this out and said, they fined Trump two times more for accurately appraising the market value of his home than Boeing got fined for killing people. Really think about that for a second. And think about what's happening with Biden, because we know that Obama, he gave the signal to go after Biden to remove him because he knows that Biden's numbers and everything that's come out about Biden, he's not going to be able to pull this off. And Obama knows it's time to switch it up right now because once again, Biden, he's stubborn. He's not doing everything that Obama wants. His poll numbers are dropping and there's just too much information out there against Biden right now. Let's talk about tax relief. Do you owe back taxes? Pandemic relief is now over. Along with hiring thousands of new agents and field officers, the IRS has kicked off 2024 by sending over 5 million pay-up letters to those who have unfiled tax returns or balances owed. Don't waive your rights and speak with them on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best deal possible. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they can help you. Whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help finally resolve your tax burdens once and for all. Call them at 1-800-245-6000 for a private free consultation or visit tnusa.com/x22 or click the link in the description. Where this is not going to work. And remember, Obama used him as the front man, so he's damaged goods right now. And this is why they need to bring someone in that's fresh. But when you look at this and you look at the certain individuals like Jamie Raskin, look what he said back in June 2017 about Trump. Mays put this out and said, in 2017, Jamie Raskin claimed that Trump was mentally unfit for office. He proposed setting up a permanent office to evaluate the mental and physical health of all presidents. Fast forward to 2024 and listen to what he says when he talks about Biden. He says, after Biden was seen wandering around at the G7, Raskin claimed that Biden's age was bringing solidarity to the world. I mean, really think about this for a second. And really think about AOC, because AOC, she has now broke her silence and she is now backing Biden. This is going to be very interesting because I don't believe Biden's going to be in the race. And Trump, he had an interview with Hannity. And he said something very interesting, that Hunter Biden is actually calling the shots. I do believe most likely he's also working with Joe Biden, and they're trying to keep Biden in the race. And I do believe the reason for this is because they want a huge payoff. And I do believe they're holding out until the criminal syndicate coughs up the money. And I do believe that's the message that they were sending to Biden. They were giving him an ultimatum. Listen, take what we're going to give you or else. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Charlie Kirk, he put this out and says, remember, Democrats are holding a virtual roll call on July 21st where delegates will officially nominate their presidential candidate. This is their real deadline, not the DNC. If Biden survives through July 21st, the Democrats will officially be stuck with Biden. Another complicating element, the Democrats' blitz primary idea would land right in the middle of the Olympics. NBC paid $4.38 billion to broadcast the Olympics, and you better believe they will lobby hard against this blitz, which could crush their ratings. Now, I do believe most likely they're going to make Biden the nominee in July. And I do believe this is what Obama actually wants, because I do believe it's going to be a lot easier to remove Biden later on using the 25th Amendment. And Trump, he came out during the same interview with Hannity and said something very, very interesting. He said, Trump says Joe Biden could stay as the party's nominee, despite the calls for him to step aside, with all signs pointing to Vice President Kamala Harris as his replacement. He said, interestingly, he has a lot of power because he's got the delegates. When he has the delegates, unless he says, I'm getting out, they can't do anything to get him out other than the 25th Amendment. If they want to do it in a different route, it would be the 25th Amendment, which means I do believe that is what they're going to push. Now, the conservative treehouse put this out and noticed that there was a coded message in Mark Warner's post to Biden. And this is what Mark Warner put out. Another Trump term would be perilous for rule of law and for our democracy. President Biden has made America stronger, guiding the nation through some of our most difficult days. I am proud of my work on his agenda. With so much at stake in the upcoming election, now is the time for the conversations about the strongest path forward. As these conversations continue, I believe it is incumbent upon the resident to more aggressively make his case to the American people and to hear directly from a broader group of voices about how to best prevent Trump's lawlessness from returning to the White House. From the position of the intelligence community, Joe Biden is less important than their priority of ensuring Trump does not win the election. It is an existential and zero-sum battle from the standpoint of the intelligence community, from the deep state. If Trump wins, they could be destroyed. Ergo, Biden or someone, anyone, must defeat Trump. The deep state doesn't care who removes the threat Trump represents. That's the strongest path forward. However, Trump must be defeated. Warner says Biden must take a meeting with the deep state, broader group of voices, the intelligence community, and listen to them tell Biden in person what the real priority is. Joe Biden is less important than removing the threat Trump represents to them. This meeting would essentially represent the offer you cannot refuse or else, meaning that Biden is trying to avoid. The intelligence community or deep state is not going to be ignored. So this is the message that Mark Warner put out. And I do believe Biden is waiting for some type of offer. And I wouldn't be surprised if say, okay, this is your payoff. Accept it or else. Now, what is or else? I do believe that the deep state would remove him maybe by assassinating him. Now, again, if they assassinate him, they're not going to say, hey, by the way, it was us, the FBI, it was the intelligence community. They would set it up where a MAGA supporter, Trump supporter, would be responsible for this. And they would try to get the sympathy vote and try to frame the Trump supporters. Remember, Biden's been out there saying that we're extremists, and they would blame it on Trump. So this is something that we need to look out for. And let's see if they go down this path. Now, if Biden takes the payoff, and I do believe this is why Hunter is probably pushing him and Jill is pushing him, because they want payday, because they want their money. And I do believe they will then walk away from all of this. And how will they walk? Either he has to send in a letter saying he's not fit, which means he can't be the resident. But if he holds out and the assassination thing doesn't work, maybe they'll try the 25th Amendment first to remove him. So let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the former pollster for Barack Obama, Fernand Amandi, published an internal survey on Monday that pushed Vice President Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton as better candidates than Joe Biden. The poll suggests that some Democrats are working behind the scenes to replace Biden with an alternative they believe can defeat Trump. So his poll, conducted by Ben Dixon and Amandi, found Harris leads Trump by 1 point, 42 to 41. Clinton leads him by 2 points, 43 to 41. Now, we know these polls are fixed. There is no way that these two individuals are leading Trump. But I do believe what he's trying to do is he's making the case we need to bring in Clinton. Now, who do you think is driving this? Most likely Obama and Clinton. And I do believe Clinton might be the VP. So you would have a black woman and a white woman. Now, once again, is this going to be the end of it? I don't believe so. When they looked at Gavin Newsom, his poll is showing that he's trailing Trump by 3 points. And when they look at Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she is trailing by 4 points. So I do believe they're already starting the narrative up right now. And they're trying to make the case, we're going to have a black woman and a white woman. And eventually what's going to happen, and when they start to look at the polls, that's when they're going to sneak in the other black woman slash man. And I do believe that's going to replace Kamala Harris. But let's see how this all plays out, because there are many different scenarios. One of the other scenarios is that Obama himself can be the VP because, again, he's not elected into the presidency for a third term. He's becoming the VP. And if something should happen to the president, then he would just be the president. He wouldn't be elected as president into a third term. Now, I don't know if the country's going to buy that. I don't know if that scenario is going to work. But again, this could be another option. But I do believe the best option right now is to have the two women, one black, one white. I do believe their base would go for that. And if you replace Kamala with Michelle slash Michael, and you have Michelle Obama, the Obamas and the Clintons, I do believe their base would be very, very happy with that. One black woman man and one white woman. And I think they would be okay with that. And I believe that combination is the only combination that could even go up against Trump. I'm not saying they're going to win. Anything else is a failure. This is their only way to get enough votes to cheat in the election. Remember, they can't be polling very, very low, because think about how many ballots they're going to need. Remember, this is not really votes, it's ballots. How many ballots are they going to really need? It's going to be a lot. So they need votes. They need enough so they can bring in enough ballots. If they have, like, say, zero votes or 5% or 10% of the votes, do you know how many ballots they're going to need? The cheating system will not work. So Trump, he put this out on Truth. He says, these have been the worst 4 days for the Democratic Party since Lee surrendered at Appomattox, unnamed Democratic operative. So what was the surrender at Appomattox? Well, this was during the Civil War. And as the sun rose on April 9th in Appomattox, General Lee still clung to the belief his war was not over. 8,000 men from Major General John B. Gordon's Second Corps, along with Lee's nephew, Fitzhugh Lee, and what remained of the Confederate cavalry, were lined up for the battle just west of the village of Appomattox Courthouse. Robert Lee hoped there was only a thin line of Union cavalry ahead of him that he could smash through, find supplies and rations, and then turn south to march to North Carolina to continue the fight. For a week, Grant thwarted Lee's plan to turn south. He actively blocked Lee's movements and tried to surround his forces. As a result of these efforts, Grant's forces had finally gotten ahead of Lee at Appomattox. Grant had ridden west all morning toward the fighting, knowing he was drawing near to the end of the Army of the Northern Virginia. On April 7th, after the Confederates had suffered a catastrophic defeat at the Battle of Sailor's Creek, Grant asked Lee to surrender and declared any further effusion of blood was solely Lee's responsibility. Lee, still believing he could escape Grant, declined to surrender, but did ask about the possibility of peace agreement. Grant tactfully replied that he could not discuss peace agreement, but he could consider a military surrender. As he realized his army was cornered, Lee asked to discuss terms of surrender on April 9th. And it looks like the Democratic Party, they are surrounded. They're done for. Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They're just letting this all play out so the people of this country can see who the true enemy really is. And if you notice, the deep state players, they're not giving up. They're going to fight to the very, very end. But I do believe Trump's plan is to bring out the true criminals. And you're going to see Obama. You're going to see Hillary Clinton. You're going to see their crimes. And the people are going to learn a lot going into the presidential election. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Republican Party now, their platform for 2024 has passed, and now they put it out. They're going to seal the border, carry out largest deportation op in U.S. history, end inflation, make U.S. dominant energy producer, stop outsourcing manufacturing, large tax cuts for workers, no tax on tips, defend the Constitution and fundamental freedoms, prevent World War III and weaponization of government, stop migrant crime epidemic, rebuild U.S. cities, make them safe, clean again, strengthen, modernize military, keep U.S. dollar as reserve currency, protect Social Security and Medicare, cancel EV mandate, cut funding for schools publishing, pushing gender ideology, keep men out of women's sports, deport pro-Hamas radicals, especially from colleges, secure elections, voter ID, paper ballots, proof of citizenship, unite our country by bringing it to a record levels of success. Who doesn't want any of that? And I think the people, they now realize that this is the direction that the country must go in. And there was a poll that says more Americans say that they agree with Trump over Biden on the issues. And once again, when you look at the platform and you look at Agenda 47, the people are starting to realize that this platform will make America great again. And they're looking at what Biden is doing and what Obama has been doing. And they're realizing that's been destroying this country every step of the way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump, he continually retruths this hearing with Mueller. And it shows that Mueller, he can't speak. He's forgetting. It almost sounds like Biden. And this is going back to the days of Russia, Russia, Russia. So I do believe he's letting us know that this is now coming up. Those individuals that spied on him, those individuals that have pushed Russia, 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 the Alpha Bank hoax, this is now coming into focus. And I do believe this is going to be Hillary Clinton and the Obamas. And I do believe this is now front and center so everyone can see who the real and true criminals are, who the traitors are, and who's been treasonous to this country. And I do believe the next couple of months, you're going to see a lot of information come out about these individuals and the people of this country. They're going to learn quite a bit, just like they learned about Biden and all his shell companies and his criminal syndicate and how they accepted money from foreign governments. Wait until you see what comes out about Obama and Hillary Clinton with Uranium One spying on Trump, selling secrets to China and Russia and many others, them taking money in for the secrets, what the emails were that Hillary has been hiding. I mean, really think about everything that they have done, all the individuals that they have killed. I mean, we're going to see quite a bit. Add on top of that, all these individuals that travel to Epstein Island. I think people are going to learn quite a bit. And this is why the deep state players, this is why they're most likely going to try to use a cyber attack to try to postpone the elections. And what's very interesting, we're seeing more and more stories come out about cyber attacks. Coming out of Jacksonville, Florida, a recent cyber attack at the Florida Department of Health is causing problems for families trying to make funeral arrangements. When we look at the SolarWinds attack, this is very, very interesting, is that the president ordered a board to investigate a massive Russian cyber attack, but it didn't do it. So state hackers, they infiltrated SolarWinds, an American software company that serves the U.S. government and thousands of American companies. The intruders used malicious code and a flaw in Microsoft product to steal intelligence from the National Nuclear Security Administration, National Institutes of Health, and the Treasury Department in what Microsoft President Brad Smith called the largest and most sophisticated attack the world has ever seen. The president issued an executive order establishing the Cyber Safety Review Board in May 2021 and ordered it to start work by reviewing the SolarWind attack. But for reasons that experts say remain unclear, that never happened. Nor did the board probe SolarWinds for its second report. So far, the Cyber Safety Review Board has charted a different path. The board is not independent. It's housed in the Department of Homeland Security. So why haven't they done anything? That's very, very interesting. Are they planning the opposite? Are they planning for a cyber attack? Are they covering all of this up? Starting to seem that way. Now, what's very interesting is that Evolve Bank and Trust, a prominent U.S. banking as a service company, has recently confirmed that a cyber attack early in 2024 compromised personal data of millions of customers. And this was done using Lockbit, and it was a ransomware attack. And who was involved in this? Of course, it's Russia. So we could see that these cyber attack stories, they are building and building. And it seems that a lot of them are leading back to Russia. And I do believe this is going to build even further as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. I do believe it's going to start in August. And as we get to late August to early September, you're going to see a lot of cyber attack news coming out about, hey, look, this little town was hit by a cyber attack, took down the grid. This water filtration system was taking down. Because remember, DHS is wargaming climate scenarios, which means blackouts, water systems not working, which really means that they're planning for a cyber attack. And I do believe they're using the climate as a cover story. Now, again, the deep state players, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to try to cheat in the election. This is why Wisconsin reversed the decision, and now they're going to have drop boxes. And from all the videos that you see out in Wisconsin, many other places, you can see why drop boxes and mail-in ballots don't work, because people go up to them and they have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of mail-in ballots, and there's no accountability anywhere. It makes it very, very easy for them to cheat, and it makes it harder to prove the cheating, which is very interesting. Clandestine put this out and said, the Dems do not care about the will of the American people. So they ship in millions of low IQ immigrants and give them handouts to coerce them to vote blue. They didn't like the way we voted, so they brought in new voters. This is why the Dems oppose the wall, border security, and everything else. General Flynn responded to this and said, is this what he meant by fundamentally transforming America? Barack Obama is basically calling for an open system of voting here in America, a total free-for-all vote. If you show up, you can vote. Or if someone fills in a ballot for you, your vote gets counted. Why would any legal American citizen want this at all? This attitude and this idea have and will further destroy America. And this is what Obama said back in the day, that people should be able to vote no matter who they are. Attorney General Paxton put this out and said, the White House has formally announced that Biden will veto the Republican bill that seeks to prevent non-citizens from voting. There is no hiding it now. Biden and the Democrats want illegal immigrants to vote in the election this November. Our elections are not safe from mass interference as long as states do not require proof of citizenship to vote in the federal elections. So let's think about this for a second. They're allowing the illegals to vote in the election. We know that this is what they're going to do. Now, the illegals, they're not going to show up in person. They don't need them to show up in person. Last Refuge explains, they're not importing Democrat voters. They're importing people, names, that allows the state fraud process to generate ballots. This is an important distinction. The migrants will not use the ballots. The DNC harvesters will collect them, fill them out, Obama. Then the precinct workers will scan them and count them, Clyburn. Illegals don't need to vote. They only need to exist to create the ballot. And yes, these people will never, ever go and vote in person. They just need their names. They need to generate the ballots. Elon Musk says the following. When combined with mail-in ballots, the system is designed to make it impossible to prove fraud. Mail-in and drop boxes should not be allowed, as cameras on the in-person voting stations would at least prevent large-scale fraud by counting how many people showed up versus ballot cast. So once again, think about what's happening. The illegals are not going to show up to the voting booths. Now, does Trump and the Patriots know this? I do believe they do. They know that this is one gigantic cheating system, and the system cheats for the D's, and they can manipulate it any way they want. So if you want a fair and free election, you need to remove this cheating system. And if you want to stop the illegals from voting, you have to have people vote in person with ID. How can you make this happen? Well, you allow the deep state to try to cheat. And when they realize it's too big to rig, what do? Well, they can either let Trump win or they stop the election. I do believe they're not just going to let Trump win. Maybe they will, but I don't think they will. I do believe they're going to try to stop it. So what are they going to do? They're going to cyber attack their own system. If they cyber attack their own system, it means the elections are delayed. They're going to try to delay it as long as they possibly can. But I do believe the backup system is the backup poll books. They hit the national security infrastructure with cyber attack because it's part of the national infrastructure. And this is an attack on the United States, which means the military then is activated to guard the elections, which means you have to come in person and vote in one day. And you have to come and show that you're a citizen. Are the illegals going to show up? No, I don't believe so. I think they'd be too afraid that they'd be found out. Now, even if some of those individuals do show up and they might have an ID from their state, it's going to show that they're not citizens, because they're not. And that is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players, which means their whole cheating system goes down the drain. And what does that tell you? It tells you that we're going to get the actual results of the election without the cheating mechanism. And this is something the deep state doesn't want anyone to see. I do believe Trump wants everyone to see it, because it's going to show that he won by a landslide. America First Legal put this out on X and said, states have the tools to stop non-citizens from voting, but they have to act now. We sent a legal battle plan to all 50 states to stop illegal aliens and non-citizens from voting. Pointing to Section 4 solution, states should submit requests to DHS to verify the citizenship or immigration status of registered voters on voter rolls. And DHS has a legal obligation to provide such information. And all the red states should be doing this. Now, of course, the blue states most likely will not, which means when they decide not to have the elections because they just can't produce as many ballots as they need, they're going to delay it, which means it will be up to the military to check ID to make sure that people are citizens. And I don't believe in these areas that the illegals are going to take the chance of going to the voting booths. I don't think they will take that chance, and they'll be very, very nervous to do so. Now, Trump, he is now warning the deep state players, if you attempt to rig the election, we know who you are. This is what he wrote. Republicans must pass the SAVE Act or go home and cry yourself to sleep. Non-citizen illegal migrants are getting the right to vote, being pushed by crooked Democrat politicians who are not being stopped by an equally dishonest Justice Department. Our whole voting system is under siege. Harmeet and David, go to court and get this stopped now. The Dems can't win on their policies. The only way they can win is to cheat. They do it at every level of government, and they do it well. That's how they get an incapacitated moron like Joe Biden elected. Get tough, RNC, Michael Whatley, Speaker Johnson, and all state and local Republican politicians. The Justice Department is corrupt and won't do a thing to help. They have no shame. All I can say is that if I'm elected president, we will pursue election fraudsters at levels never seen before, and they will be sent to prison for long periods of time. We already know who you are. Don't do it. Zuckerbucks, be careful. So Trump is giving the deep state a chance to do the right thing. We know they're not. And he's letting them know, If you go ahead and you try to cheat in the election, which means you're overthrowing the United States government, we already caught you once. We know who you are. Everyone is going to be put into prison. Now, remember, we already know that Ratcliffe, it seems that he might be slated for this position to go after all those individuals that cheated in the election. And I do believe Trump is setting the path and he's pushing the deep state players to cheat in the election. And when they realize they just don't have enough ballots, I do believe that is when they're going to try to delay the election. And they're going to be caught in cheating in this election, just like they were caught in 2020, 2022. And now Trump and the Patriots, they have a case, which means all these individuals are going to be prosecuted when Trump wins. And this reminds me of a couple of posts. And I want to go back to post 4963, November 18, 2022, Rumbeck, Dominion, Secretary of State offices, investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, Patriots in trusted positions. Trust yourself. You have seen the truth. Time to show the world. Focus, focus, ascension. And then I want to go back to post 4951. And it says the following. How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And N. Mokness put this out and says, Argentina hand-counted 99.9% of their 27 million paper ballots in less than 6 hours. There is no reason it can't be done here. Elon responded to this and said, this should be a requirement. If Argentina can do it, so can America. Absolutely. There is absolutely no reason that we can't do this because, again, it's done on the local level. And then the results are passed up and there's a chain of custody where you know what the results are because if that doesn't all add up, you know where it messed up. So I do believe, yes, this could be done very, very easily. And I do believe what Trump is doing right now, he's setting the tone, giving the deep state the warning, setting the path, and we know what they're going to do. Because again, this is the final battle for the Patriots, final battle for the deep state players. And if they lose, they all go to jail. So you know what criminals do. They continue on committing crimes. They do it until they're caught. This is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to try to cheat. And as the election gets closer, because remember, they're counting the ballots ahead of time because they got the mail-in ballots, they're going to realize they will not be able to produce the number of ballots that they need. Again, the military intelligence, they're capturing all of this. They've been monitoring this entire situation. They're building a case. This is a sting operation. Trump knows this. He knows they're going to go down this path. He knows that they're going to try to delay the election. He knows he's going to win by a landslide. Now, if they decide to just let him win in the cheating system, he still caught them because they tried to cheat, but it was too big to rig. No matter which way you look at it, they're screwed. And when Trump wins, what happens? These individuals are going to be arrested for treason because they were trying for a second time to overthrow the United States government, to overthrow the duly elected president. And Trump is giving the final warning for the final battle. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.